那嘛那不知那嘛那不知那嘛那不知那嘛那不知那嘛那不知那嘛那不知那嘛那。Please join me in Gassho as we reflect on the words of Shinran Shonin. Shinran Shonin のお言葉を頂戴いたしますので、Gassho をしましょう。 Lacking even small love and small compassion, I cannot hope to benefit sentient beings. Were it not for the ship of Amida's vow,How could I cross the ocean of painful existence?
生じ生悲もなき身にて、有情利悪は思うまじ、如来の眼線今さずは、苦海をいかでか渡るべき、と、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏。
Good morning, everyone. みなさん、おはようございます。I missed you all last week, but I hear that Kevin provided a wonderful Dharma message. I'm sad that I missed it.
そして、まあ、先週は私ここにお参りできなくてちょっと寂しいですけど、ケビン君はとても素晴らしいご法話をなさったようで、それも聞こえなくてちょっとまあ悲しいことでございます。
So this week we'll be continuing with our discussion of the 10 major disciples of Shakyamuni Buddha, the followers who lived with Shakyamuni Buddha and who were very important in passing down his teachings during his life and after he had passed.
今週はまた釈牟尼仏の十大弟子、その釈牟尼仏の仲間であって、釈牟尼仏が生きてた間にいろいろの布教の手伝いをして、そして釈牟尼仏が亡くなった入滅した後にいろいろな教えを私たちに伝わってきたという方々でございます。
So this week we are talking about Mahakatyayana.
今週はマハカティヤヤーナという仏弟子ですね。
Can anyone tell me what Mahakatyayana's special trait was? Yeah, how about you, Henry? He's the master of fundamental principles.
そしてこういう なんていうマハカティヤヤーナという仏弟子は論議第一と言われています。その教えの根本の的なところ。
So fundamental principles is kind of a big word. What does that mean to you, Henry?Physics, okay, so you think of physics, okay.
じゃあ物理学を考えますね。
So the fundamental principles are, fundamental means kind of basic or most important, and principles are the ideas or the teachings.
そして根本的な教えはよく理解した方ですね。
So Mahakatyayana was revered for his ability to be able to explain the Buddha's teachings.Very clearly, the Buddha often gave very simple teachings, maybe one phrase or even one word that had a lot of meaning. And so Mahakatyayana was often called upon to explain, well, what does this mean? He said this very short sentence. It could be interpreted in many different ways. Can you tell us what the correct meaning is? And then he would explain it in detail.In a way that was easy for people to understand and apply to their own lives.
そして仏様、釈牟尼仏はよく短い言葉でとってもたくさんの意味のある教えを説かれてて、そしてマハカティヤーナという仏弟子はこの短い言葉はもうちょっと細かく説明してくれる役割がありました。
So many of the Buddha's most important teachingsare very simple statements of truth.
仏様の最も重要な教えは、まあ、とっても短くて直接の真実を表している言葉があります。
So for example, one of the Buddha's teachings was that everyone has a hard time at some point in their life.
で、一つの教えは、みんなが何か困った時はあります。必ず誰かが誰でもちょっと難しい時に会うことがあります。
Another simple teaching of the Buddha was that selfish thinking always causes problems.
そしてこのわがままの考え方はいつも問題を起こすという教えです。
Can you think of another? Do you have a favorite teaching of the Buddha that means a lot to you personally? Can you think of one that really you often think about in your life? There's one that's very meaningful to me that I often think about, and that's the teaching that things always change.
私にとってとても、有意義な教えは、ものすでに変わっていく。
That everything changes and nothing of this world stays the same permanently.
そして物事はすでに変わっていて、全然変わらないものはないという教えです。
There's a story from the life of Mahakatyayana that expresses this teaching very well.
Mahakatyayana の、人生の、生涯のお話がこの教えをよく表していることがあります。
So it's said that Mahakatyayana was from a place that was very far away from the central area of India where the Buddha lived.
Mahakatyayana という仏弟子は、釈牟尼仏が住んだ、インドの中部のところから、だいぶ離れたところに、暮らしたと、そういう出身がありました。
So after he went and traveled to study with the Buddha and to study and attain enlightenment.And then after he had heard the Buddha's teachings and understood them well and become enlightened himself, then the Buddha advised him to return to his home and share the teachings there.
そしてマハカティアヤーナは仏様のところに旅をして仏様の教えを勉強してよく聞いて理解して悟りを開いたら仏様がどうぞ自分の出身のところに帰ってそこで私の教えを広まってくださいと言われました。
So he returned to his home country and was living there. And at that time, there was a king who was very sad.
そして自分の実家のところに帰って、その出身地のところに帰って、そしてそのところにとっても悲しい国王がいたと言われます。
That king was very sad because his queen...His wife, who he loved very much, had passed away.
そしてその国王がとても愛してた奥さん、その女王が亡くなったということで、悲しかったですね。
So has anybody here ever lost a loved one? Maybe a grandma or a grandpa or somebody who you know, an uncle, somebody you know? Anybody here ever parted with a loved one?Yeah, I think all of us have at some point had to say goodbye to someone that we love. And so we can all understand how sad this king was feeling.
で、私たちみんながそのお別れの気持ちは多分わかると思って、この国王の感情はよくわかると思います。
So this king was, he loved his queen so much and he missed her so much that he couldn't do anything else. He couldn't concentrate on his work.He couldn't concentrate on leading the kingdom.
そしてこの国王はとってもその女王様、その奥さんを愛してて、亡くなったら自分の仕事も集中することができなくて、国の政治も全然できていなかったです。
He would just sit around his palace all day and talk to his queen, even though she wasn't alive anymore.
そしてその、お城の中に座っていつもその女王にもう亡くなったけど女王に話をかけたんです。
He said things like, Why don't you talk to me? Why won't you talk to me anymore?
なぜ私に話をしないんですか?
Why won't you hold my hand?
なぜ私の手を握ってくれないんですか?
Why won't you look me in the eye?
なぜ私に目に直接目線に合うように私のところに見てくれないんですか?
And so his ministers, the people who were helping him run the kingdom, became very worried. They thought, Uh-oh, I think he's going crazy.
そしてその国王がちょっと頭がおかしくなってるようにこのお使いの人たちはみんなとても心配をしていました。
So they said to him, "There is a disciple of the Buddha who lives here in our kingdom. He's very wise. He's enlightened. Why don't we bring him here to see if he can give you some advice, to see if he can help you?"
で、仏様の仏弟子、悟りを開いてる素晴らしい人がこの国に住んでるから、その人は呼びましょうかと言いました。
So the king summoned Mahakatyayana, and as soon as Mahakatyayana arrived, he asked him a question.
そして国王がマハカティヤヤナの仏弟子を呼んで、着いたらすぐに質問しました。
He said, "I've heard that the disciples of Shakyamuni Buddha have many great powers."
Shakyamuni Butsu のお弟子はとても素晴らしい、その神通力、素晴らしい能力があると聞きました。
Do you have the power to bring my queen back from the dead?
私の亡くなった奥様をまた生き返すことはあなたの能力があるんですか?
Mahakatyayana said, "No, but I can give you comfort."
私はそれはできないんですけど、あなたの心を癒す教えは説かれます。
And at that time, he went out into the king's garden and broke a leafy branch off a tree.
そしてその国王の庭に出て、そのとても葉っぱがしぎてた枝をこう降りて、お城の中に持って帰りました。
He brought it back and he presented it to the king. And he said, "King, look at this branch. Will these leaves that are so green continue to be green forever?"
そして国王よ、この枝を見て、この葉っぱがすでにこのきれいな緑に続けることができますか?
The king said, "No, of course not. The branch has been separated from the trunk and separated from the roots. So eventually, those leaves will wither up and turn brown."
それはできないですよと国王が答えました。その枝がこの根から外れているから、いつかまた乾いて黄色いとか茶色いになってしまうことが必ずあります。
Then Mahakatyayana said, "Your queen is just like this branch. She came into this world because of the power of her past karma. She lived her life on the power of that karma. And then when that karma was spent, she passed from this world. No one can reverse this process."
そしてマハカティヤーナが説かれたのは、その女王様が、その、宿業、自分のカルマによって、この世界に生まれてきた、この世界に暮らしてたんですけど、その宿業、カルマがなくなると、すでに使い切れたらこの世界からもう姿が消えてしまったんです。このプロセスは誰も引き返すことはできないと言われていました。
So the king heard this and he fell silent and he reflected on this teaching.
そして国王が黙ってこの教えを考えました。
Then Mahakatyayana went on to say, said,King, I have an important lesson for you.
国王よ、大切な教えがあります。
He said, "You are not just the husband of the queen."
あなたは女王様の旦那さんだけじゃないです。
He says, "You are the king of this entire realm."
この国すべての国王であります。
Your responsibility is not just to love that one queen, but rather to care for all the people of the kingdom.
その女王様の一人だけを大切にするのがあなたの責任ではなくて、すべての国民を守るための国王でございます。
So he said, "You must learn to change that very deep love that you feel for the queen. That's a wonderful feeling. But you must also feel that same kind of concern for all the people. And when you are able to take that love you feel for the queen and share it with all the people of your kingdom, then you will realize true happiness and true peace of mind."
そしてあなたの奥様に対してのとても深い愛情を
すべての人、すべての国民に表すことができましたら、あなたは本当の安心が感じて、本当の幸せにできることがあります。
After the hearing this teaching, the king was able to accept that his queen was gone and begin to return to his normal life.
この見教えを聞いたら、その奥様がもう亡くなったことを心に受け入れて、そして責任のある仕事に戻られることができました。
Of course, he still missed her.
まあもちろん寂しいことがあったんです。
But he found real comfort as the love that he had felt for his queen grew into caring compassion for everyone in the kingdom.
もちろん寂しかったけれども、その奥様に対してのお気持ちが全ての人の愛情となったことは、どんどんどんどんと心が安らかになってきました。
So if we can accept the fundamental principle that everything changes and nothing in this world stays the same, we will see that there are all kinds of people who can benefit from our kindness that we meet every day in our lives.
そしてこの全てのものが移り変わる教えが自分の心に理解して、自分の心に分かって、実践できたら、私たちの人生の中にいろいろな人は、私たちの親切さを求めていることは理解できます。
So one minute, the person that needs our care and our love might be our husband, our wife, our brother, our sister, or our best friend.
まあ、ある時はお父さん、お母さん、いい友達とか、兄弟が私たちの愛情が必要となることがあります。
The next minute, it may be someone we've never even talked to before.
次の瞬間に会ったことのない人に私たちの親切さをもらったら幸せになることがあります。
Or it may even be someone that we don't really like that much, who we find kind of irritating or frustrating.
そしておそらく自分があまり好きじゃない人、ちょっと苦手な人もそういうふうに私たちの、まあ、幸せ、親切な気持ちが必要となることがあります。
It's not always easy to be kind in this way, particularly to people who we have a hard time with.
そしてこういうふうに親切にしてあげるのは簡単ではない。特に難しい人に親切にしてあげるのは難しくあると思います。
It's easy to be like the king in this story and focus all of our love on those few people who we really like and we really love.
そしてこの国王のように自分が好きな人だけに親切にしてあげることはまあ楽でしょう。
Shinran teaches us that it's very difficult to practice great compassion on our own.
自分の力でこの幸せのになる代比を表すのはなかなかまず、難しいことと親鸞聖人がおっしゃいます。
But even if it's difficult for you to be kind to everybody you meet in life, please don't give up your hope.
まあ、いろいろな人に幸せにしてあげるのが難しくても諦めないでください。
Because you don't need to do it all on your own.
全部自分一人でやる必要はないからです。
You have the support of the Buddha, his teachings and the Sangha to help you learn true kindness for all people.
仏様の御教えとこの三賀の仲間があなたを助け合って、すべての人の親切さを一緒に理解できることがあります。
Amidst the difficulties of life, we find our strength in the Nembutsu, the teaching of Namo Amida Butsu, our refuge in the Buddha of immeasurable wisdom and compassion.
人生のいろいろな難しいことの中に、お念仏、南無阿弥陀仏という言葉、無量の知恵と慈悲に帰依することが、私たちの力となります。
And that's why Shinran says,
Were it not for the ship of Amida's vow, how could I cross the ocean of painful existence?
そして親鸞聖人が言うのは、如来の眼線今さざは、苦海をいかでく渡るべきと。
Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ。